How card spend converts on-chain and where slippage hides. A crypto card purchase looks simple. Tap, approve, done. Under the surface, it is a timing and pricing problem that spans card networks, issuer liquidity, and on-chain execution. This guide explains the full conversion path and the exact places where slippage and spread silently erode returns. You will walk away with a concrete cost model and a checklist you can apply to any card program. Why understanding the conversion path matters: crypto card rewards have tightened, while volatility has not. That means a small hidden cost can erase a big chunk of your effective cashback. At the same time, more issuers are routing liquidity on-chain or pricing against on-chain pools rather than against centralized order books. The result is simple. Understanding how your spend becomes a swap is no longer optional if you care about net ROI. The multi-stage conversion process card spend converts on-chain by authorizing a fiat transaction, then clearing and settling it through the card network, while the issuer, or its liquidity provider, executes a crypto-to-fiat conversion that can touch on-chain liquidity pools, where price impact and trading fees create slippage. The classic card flow is authorization, clearing, and settlement, which is how card networks describe the transaction lifecycle. Those stages create a time gap where price can move and costs can accumulate. On the on-chain side, when a conversion uses an AMM pool, the swap price is governed by the constant product model, where large trades relative to reserves execute at worse rates and include trading fees. That is the core math behind AMM price impact and fee drag. Finally, slippage itself is the difference between the expected price and the executed price, and it becomes more visible in fast or illiquid markets. Market benchmarking and ROI math. Think in layers. Your card's headline reward is one layer. Your net reward is the headline rate minus all conversion costs across the transaction path. Here is a practical model. Headline reward rate, R, the advertised cashback or points value on-chain price impact, plus LP fees, S, the slippage and swap fee applied during conversion, spread or pricing markup, P, issuer or liquidity provider markup versus mid-market network timing gap, T, price movement between authorization and settlement, other fees, F, FX, ATM, or issuer fees, net reward, R, S plus P plus T plus F. Example, illustrative, not a quote. You get 3% cash back on a $1,000 purchase. The issuer routes a conversion through an AMM pool. If swap fee and price impact total 0.6%, issuer spread is 0.4%, and a short price move adds 0.2%, your total cost is 1.2%. Net reward becomes 1.8%. If you instead spend a stablecoin balance and avoid the conversion, you keep most of the 3%. This is why stablecoin first spending is often cheaper when supported by the card's rails. You can compare that style of card under Tasha Crypto Cards, Shikara Stablecoin. The cost range depends on liquidity depth and routing. The constant product model makes larger trades worse relative to pool size. If your issuer batches many card transactions into a single swap, the batch size can create measurable price impact. Uniswap's documentation is explicit about larger trades facing worse rates, which is the mathematical reason to care about pool depth. Common mistakes or myths. Myth 1. Rewards are fixed, so slippage does not matter. Rewards are fixed in nominal terms, but your net reward is variable because conversion happens at a real market price. The same 3% cashback can be reduced by swap fees and price impact on the conversion path. Myth 2. Card networks guarantee the final price. Card networks define authorization, clearing, and settlement, not the crypto conversion method. The network stage timing can create a window where prices move and your issuer prices the trade. Myth 3. Slippage only applies to DEX trading, not card spending. If your issuer uses on-chain liquidity or even references on-chain pools to price conversions, slippage still applies. Slippage is a general execution concept, not a DEX-specific feature. How this relates to crypto cards? Crypto cards sit on a spectrum. On one end, custodial cards convert your crypto to fiat before the transaction. On the other, self-custody and smart contract models may swap at the moment of spend. In both cases, the conversion path determines your real cost. If you want tighter pricing and fewer hidden costs, focus on cards that disclose their conversion method or let you pre-hold the spending asset, like a stablecoin balance. This is why SpendNode's comparison pages emphasize pricing transparency and balance type. Start with Tron crypto cards, self-custody, if you want to control where and when conversion happens. For deeper context on how pricing spreads become a hidden fee, read Cheecher blog spread Trap Zero Fee Crypto Card Hidden Cost. It shows how nominally zero fee cards can still cost more than a lower reward, transparent model.